Good morning, and welcome once again to Life as She Knew It with Lisa, right here on Legends 100.3. And I always love this program just because a spotlight really gets shown on wonderful people, wonderful organizations that make a big difference in our community and help us to come together. What a concept, huh? And I mean, it really is one of my favorites. And I'm very happy today because some of my favorite people are in the studio. To me, I mean, hey, I love what I get to do, right? I'm the luckiest guy in the world. And I'm also very lucky to have my dear friend, Lisa Sliney, here. And the program is called Life as She Knew It with Lisa. And that is the Lisa we are talking about. For anyone that is, you know, under a rock for the past few months here, Lisa, let's talk a bit about life as you knew it, life as you know it, and what it's all about.
Hey, Mike, good to be here. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Yes, my husband had a stroke 2 years ago. We had our date night. I went downstairs, found him on the floor, decided I really loved him, called EMS. And then we go through the changes of minute by minute, what's happening, is he going to live, not live, and how do I then revamp myself, what do I do for work, and all those good things. So that moving forward, now he's coming out of the house more with his walker. Before, he was embarrassed to be seen with it, understandably, so now he is going out. And as a matter of fact, next week we are taking 2 days and going to a hotel in Delray Beach. Wow. And just enjoying a change of scenery and four walls and having room service, and then just coming back home and just taking a little staycation, which is a first in 2.5 years.
That's so really wonderful to hear.
Very much. And, so
but it made a lot of changes in your life as far as,
sure did.
I mean, kind of philosophy even. I mean, you've always been a very giving person, but your focus has become shining a spotlight at this point.
Absolutely. To help others out there in the community, to let us know that there's more than just the big, wonderful foundations that are there. We have smaller ones. We have ways of helping people, helping them grow. And I'm super excited to have our guest today. I want to showcase people that are doing some projects that are making a difference for the community, for all of us, for the betterment of everyone, especially during this time, during the pandemic. It's truly been challenging on every single person I've run into. And now we have somebody really special that I want to share with you. So Mike, please introduce him.
Absolutely. He's a good friend of ours. And I'm talking about Wayne Canner, who is the publisher of Palm Beach North Sports, which is, I love this publication. It's one that I've been, you know, enjoying for quite a while now, but it's always so interesting to me to take a look at it and see that there is a focus on sports, which to me is just it's a massively important thing for a number of reasons that we're going to get into. But even beyond that, just flipping through the issue I'm looking at right now, the December 2021 issue, it's such a microcosm of our community. There's all kinds of, I see an article from my buddy Jay about being an auctioneer, right? I see an article, and I think this is perfect, by our very own Lisa Sliney, called Embrace the Unknown. I see different businesses and organizations that come together on the pages of this publication. And boy, do we need that, Wayne.
You got it. And coming out of the pandemic and 2021 and 2022, our community needs to come together like no other time in history. And we're a big part of it.
You really are. Let's talk a little bit about Palm Beach North Sports in general, and the intent of it. For anybody that may be new to this program or not as familiar with the magazine, what is Palm Beach North Sports all about?
So Palm Beach North Sports is about telling stories on how sports has impacted your life.
Right.
Whether it's a youth or an amateur currently in the game, telling them about successes, coaches, teams that are out there giving it their best effort and winning. And also those of us on the back nine of life that have stories to tell about how sports impacted their careers, their marriages, their life in general. And the number of stories that is coming from this community is simply amazing.
It really is. And it's so funny when you talk about that and take the disciplines, I'm going to throw that word out there again, that come with sports, and then seeing that there are a number of, you know, professional athletes who often go into business after they retire from the sport that they excel in, and those skills that they learned through being a team player, those skills they learned through working hard, those skills of planning and strategizing serve them well in the business world. That tells me, Wayne, that the impact of sports when it comes to creating leaders can't be understated.
Absolutely.
Overstated, I should say.
Absolutely. And I think, Mike, it goes farther than that, in that the folks that have had a sports background are really taking the opportunity to embrace the unknown in this new world.
Well put.
And in sports, you don't know what's around the next turn. You don't know what the next game is going to. I had a conversation with a high school athlete last week, and they said that, you know, they lost a big game last week.
Sure.
Like, okay, so what are you going to do the next week?
Right.
Well, they went out and won that in a big way.
That's
and
it.
That's life. And that's what the stories are all about.
It's so funny. It's almost like telling stories of expectation management, of dealing. There was a very wise woman who once said to me, Mike, you can't control what happens to you, but you can always control how you react. And sure, we're all entitled to a little freak out from time to time. But then after that, what comes next? And I think that when it comes to sports, I mean, a sudden injury, a substitution, you might have to step up all of a sudden. You might go in with a given game plan and then find that that once everything starts and that buzzer sounds and you start, your game plan might go out the window and you got to adapt on the fly. And those are all life skills.
That's a pivoting word that I
yes.
like to use. And when in life you realize that things change like that on a dime or a nickel or a quarter or a penny, and you have no clue what you're going to do, that's when you really need to sit back, just collect your thoughts, and know that there is something else that you can do, and then figure it out. And that's really what Wayne has done here, and taken this magazine by storm, by sharing it within the communities, and allowing the private vendors, even people that come up to him and say, oh, I have a story I'd like to tell, can I be a contributing editor? This is the most open and amazing person that I've met to date, and allowing you to showcase who you are, what you have in your mind. He'll go ahead and edit it, check it out, but most importantly, advertise in there, because it's getting to be known as the read for the North sports. I mean, it's just full of great information. And I've met wonderful people there. And anybody that does advertise in there, I will do my best to help them build their business. And it's a family.
And I think that's important to talk about here, because when it comes to the businesses that advertise in the Palm Beach North sports, it's a magazine that has local circulation, but there's also an online presence with this. So we're talking about something that if you were to choose to advertise your business or tell your story here, it hits a massive audience. And again, the importance of that is really key, because the benefits of it are not just for your business, but they overflow into the sports community. They overflow into the local economy and travel industries, hospitality, restaurants, arts communities. Wayne, how do these things come together under this banner? Because I think it's such an incredibly powerful kind of a frisson.
Right. Thanks,
did I just
Mike.
Say frisson?
You know, the Palm Beach Neighbors website is something that is distributed to 50,000 Palm Beach residents every month.
Right.
Now, we all know that Palm Beach is a melting pot, so it isn't
huge.
Just the Palm Beach County that read this. They have colleagues, they have friends, they have networks that website
right.
takes it to a new level.
In a lot of ways, Palm Beach sets the social and professional scene. I mean, it's the standard bearer. Arts is the same thing when it comes to that. When you want to see where things are heading and get a sense of where they've been and get a sense of the key players, but also the goals of those key players, Palm Beach County is the place to look. And Palm Beach North Sports Magazine, it has its finger on the pulse of this. And again, flipping through the December issue, I see that there's an article in the Community Corner area about the Sloan Staffing Charity Golf Tournament of 2021. There's some great pictures on it, and it really shows how the community comes together. In that case, it benefited Place of Hope, right? It's about coming together, and this benefits every business. Sloan Staffing, obviously, they come through this because they're doing a wonderful thing by helping out with this tournament, but the people that get to play and make a difference that way. And then Place of Hope is an incredible organization. You see this article, I'm looking at this, I'm looking at the pictures, I'm seeing that picture of the giant check, and then I look down and I see the ad for life and the dog training. I'm like, you know what? I have a dog. it appeals to me right there. There's a benefit to them. There's a benefit to everybody involved in this. And there are huge benefits involved to advertising and being a part of this. You're helping your business, but also the local community as a whole in every possible way.
Again, you know, the content is what keeps people reading, and they come up to me every week saying they read it cover to cover. I want to point out something, Mike, that you just said, and that is, in my journey for 3 years, there's a plethora of resources in this community, whether it be charity, whether it be sports, mm-hmm. whether it be, you know, businesses that are helping each other every day. And the Sloan Staffing is just one example of how we communicate the good work that's being done in the community, which should be a beacon for the rest of the country and the world, if you will, of how we can do it right.
That's really well put. A beacon is a really beautiful way to put it. It does shine a light. And I've seen articles in this magazine that shine a light on local young athletes. I've seen articles that shine lights on business owners who may have been athletes. Basically, this magazine is, in so many ways, that beacon. It shows where we are, and it shows where we could be going. And it's a reminder to come together on it, just like the way the pages are laid out. To me, I see a microcosm of how things do come together. And if we ever needed that, it's now. So if you can be a part of that coming together, but also assist your own business and assist the other businesses in the economy as a way of coming together, something cohesive, who knew, you know, then this really is the way to do it. And I think any industry, any business can be a part of this, right?
That's yes. We actually have a full spectrum of industries and businesses that sponsor us every month. I want to pick up on one other piece, though, you know, in highlighting these kids. Right?
Yes.
We've just come out of 2 years of being locked down.
Indeed.
And the kids need some recognition for the hard work that they put their entire careers into.
Yes.
So besides giving the businesses recognition and the community recognition, the kids are also coming out of this and they're getting some good visibility, well-deserved recognition.
And I think that's important too. You can actually, there's a way to do that through this because there's the BVM Sports and sharing the story of your child's sports activity or successes, no matter how big or small they may be. And that's a piece of it too. But I think, again, that's a key point here is that the younger people, the kids that are getting into sports and learning those skills that we talked about, they're putting in levels of effort that when I was their age, I had no concept of that kind of an effort. We see more and more of that and encouraging it, shining that spotlight, giving them a taste of what it is like and what hard work earns them is a very effective thing. I mean, again, that when it comes to building future leaders and future successes, that kind of recognition is really important. And nobody really does that quite like Palm Beach North Sports Magazine.
Well, Wayne also does the spotlight with the children for a reason, and that's also to help them be showcased so that when it comes time for college, they're already being recognized. So it's so important that it's not just about those athletes that are already successful. It's about the future leaders of the athletes that are coming into play in our own county that we need to recognize, and we want to. So bring it to him. You're able to reach out to him.
It's funny because it's a great point. Because nowadays, you know, when it goes to college, grades used to be one thing, but now it's so competitive. You know, you need a professional level resume before you ever get out of high school. And these kinds of articles, this type of recognition that says, look, this is what you're looking for as a college. And here's an article about how this kid fulfills that and can be an asset to your college at the same time. It all comes together. You can learn a lot more about it by checking out the website, which is palmbeachneighbors.com. Palmbeachneighbors.com, the place to see and be seen. You'll learn a lot and you can educate people about yourself, your business, your passions. Or you can call 407-697-8735. That's 407-697-8735. And advertise. I mean, talk to Wayne Canner. You can also send him an email directly to wcanner, that's WCANNER, at bestversionmedia.com. But however you choose to do it, if you advertise, you're helping your business and you are helping the future for local kids who may not have any other outlets. I think that's an important aspect here, is that for a lot of people, in underserved areas of the communities, sports, it's a way up. It's a ladder. And helping them to climb that ladder is something you do by advertising or subscribing, really. But when it comes to helping yourself as well, I think ads are really the way to go on this. As someone who's involved in marketing and emceeing and so on, that's a big one. So you've got to check out the website. Again, it is palmbeachneighbors.com, palmbeachneighbors.com, or call 407-697-8735. Any questions or comments, email Wayne Kanner. That's W-C-A-N-N-E-R, W-Kanner, at bestversionmedia.com. Everything is so powerful when it comes to the benefits of this.
The children also learn the management style skills. They also learn leadership skills. They have camaraderie. They make new friends, and they get to meet people that are here in the magazine as well. So when you put that together, you've now put a community together that didn't know each other. So just imagine how we can help one another, help them, whether it's in their own business, their own profession, their own personal life, whatever it takes, all put together because of this magazine being right here in our own back door.
Well, you're building communities and you're strengthening our own community. And again, boy, do we need that. I'm someone, I use social media a lot. I do. But social media certainly has, it can have its share of downsides, especially among younger people. As far as, you know, you're trying to keep up, you see this idealized version of life that your friends are putting up. You see posed pictures that you don't realize how much work goes into them. That sense of instant gratification can be overwhelming and very disheartening. And sports teaches those skills. It teaches the value of practice. It teaches you what goes on behind the scenes. It teaches you what dedication is. It can help people to find a passion they may never have known they had. And whether they make a career out of it or not, what they learn will assist them on their careers no matter what. Lisa just said it so beautifully, talking about management, right? Talking about being a member of a team, a member of a team. And we are in this together no matter what business we are in. We're in business with our customers. We're in business with other businesses. We're in business with the community. That's what builds economies. That's what builds the communities. And advertising gets you right in on that in something that is growing as rapidly as this magazine is.
In a very positive, upbeat.
And that's key.
Message, right?
I mean,
there's a lot of opportunities to, you know, team up with and sponsor with, but this is helping a lot of people get their recognition.
But that's a great thing about it, because flipping through it again and seeing the organizations and the people that are spotlighted, but everything about it is positive. You know, this is not a publication that's about doomsaying. This is not a publication that's about woe is me and everything is falling apart. This is one about, I mean, as Lisa's article says, embracing the unknown. It's about adapting. It's about, I mean, there's an article in here in this current one in the expert contributor who I know his family, actually, Mr. DiGiacinto. And I'm looking at this and I'm seeing getting your home ready to sell in a shifting market. It's about adapting to change in a positive way. And now I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, I know a bit about this, but this is really good advice in here. It's going to help his business too. It's helping me by looking at it. And I'm looking at the rest of it and saying, well, I also should check out the Hybrid Chef while I'm at it. You can get that kind of exposure. And really, I can't say enough positive about this. You can just take off and soar with it at the same time as you come
together. We're having fun with it. And we also are helping the community. So it's our pleasure. Absolutely our pleasure.
It really is. I mean, looking at it is a pleasure. I see my buddy Spiro right here. I mean, come on. Everybody knows good Greek. But learning more about his background, this publication takes not only the business people, but the young people that are involved in sports, and it makes them human and relatable. And that's what a community is, right?
It's a connectedness. So we all are connected. And it's done an amazing job. I go around and I keep it in my car. I'm lucky enough to get a couple of the hard copies. And when I go into a store and so forth, I ask if they've seen this and they get all excited about it. I tell them to give them a call so we can really get this thing going, because it's so nice to see people coming together. And then when I want to have somebody to call, who am I going to call? who's in the magazine
it's
with
right
me?
Here.
Why not?
It just, I don't know, it feels good to read it. Like, I get a smile on my face when I do. And once again, you can visit palmbeachneighbors.com to learn more about it. Be a part of the place to see and be seen. You're going to see great things and be seen by great people. And you can also call 407-697-8735. Shoot an email to Wayne, wcanner@bestversionmedia.com. He is the publisher. He's the guy in charge of it. And there's so much that we could continue to get into on this. Now, without getting too deeply into it, and Wayne, I know you have to roll in a couple of minutes, but what are some of the advertising options with it? I mean, without getting into rates or anything, but what are some of the things that people can expect if they advertise in Palm Beach North Sports?
So there's a whole spectrum of opportunities, and we customize it to every one of our sponsors.
Excellent.
You can do anything from a straight sponsorship with a monthly ad to an expert contributor which writes content. I do want to highlight something you mentioned earlier.
What's that?
That this content is not coming from us. It's coming from our local businesses.
Right.
Which are related to our community. So that content is very valuable to our readership. And that's what this is all about.
There's nothing cookie cutter about it, is what I'm seeing here. Everything is custom. And I mean, it's so funny because, I mean, I know Lisa quite well. You know, I know you pretty well, Wayne. But looking at this and seeing her article about embracing the unknown, that was something that I kind of needed to see. You know, right now we're living in uncertain times. And every now and then we have to be reminded when so much is coming our way that we can embrace it and we can move ahead. But moving ahead together is going to be way better than moving ahead apart. And that brings us back to youth sports again, because that's a skill set you develop there.
And it's a one aggregator for this, for any community.
Yes.
To come together. Sports is an aggregator.
It really is. I mean, when you get people that are coming together to watch local kids play something, they're cheering those kids on. They're cheering that team on. And I'll tell you, I've got a son. My son has special needs. We've talked about this. I actually wrote, it's something. And one of the things that gets through to him is being cheered on. And I remember having to give him medicine years ago when he got the flu. And his taste buds are so insanely sensitive. I mean, he can taste one part per million. And trying to get him to take the medicine was honestly one of the hardest things I've ever had to do as a parent. And I don't say that lightly. And what worked in the end was basically cheering him on, sip by sip, clapping for him. You know, you're at a college party and people are about to do a shot and they're all going like, yeah, 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 yeah. Doing that with his name and then cheering him on when he took a sip of that medicine, that type of positive feedback that says your effort is paying dividends, and then the dividends that pays down the line once people tie the effort in with the recognition and the success, and then the team starts winning or reacting well when they don't win. I mean, come on.
Powerful.
It is very powerful. Those are seeds that we need to water. And those seeds are planted right here in Palm Beach North Sports Magazine. They're all over the place in here. Be a seed, be the water. I know it's kind of a funny metaphor, but I see it. It's a beautiful thing to look at from a higher view. And check out the magazine. Check out Palm Beach North Sports. Subscribe to it. Check it out online. Head on over to palmbeachneighbors.com. Learn more and advertise. I mean, really, you're being a part of something so much bigger by doing so and making a strong difference in the community. And Wayne Canner, I want to say thank you personally to you for the work you do to bring people together in this community and channel things so positively. Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that.
Well, of course. I mean, you do so much good out there. wcanner@bestversionmedia.com to learn more. You can also check out palmbeachneighbors.com, the place to see and be seen. Or call 407-697-8735 to advertise and learn more. Lisa Sliney, once again, knocking it out of the park when it comes to bringing people together and making
Woo-hoo!
A positive difference in the community. She's the poster child
Lisa.
For getting a whole bag of lemons and making some truly refreshing lemonade out
there
of it.
There you go. Embrace the change.
Embrace the change. Embrace
that
the
change.
Unknown.
Absolutely, everybody. Enjoy.
Move forward with it. PalmBeachNeighbors.com. Check it out. Advertised. See the magazine and be a part of something that is so big and so positive. This has been Life as She Knew It with Lisa, right here on Legends 100.3. Lots more legendary programming on the way. Don't you go anywhere.